It is Monday, and we have a very, very special guest in the studio with us today.
Almost couldn't recognize you with that hair.
I know. She done came. She done took the shortcut away. You know why? Because she's a new person. A bitch is happy. And it's not the ending anymore because it's about to begin. But guys, we are here. It's Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy, sitting across from Weezy and our very special guest. You guys all know her. She's been on the show before. You may know her from hosting alongside a fan favorite, Tahoe. She was on the So Shameless podcast, but now she is about to go back on tour for her Reloaded book, The M and Man Is for Money. And that name may sound familiar because she's been on our show before. So if you guys haven't, check out our episode with her, The M and Man Is for Money, where she talks about her book. We're going to talk a little bit about your book,
right?
But we're going to focus on the new shit in your life because you are a new woman.
I am.
You are.
What's your new name with this?
Yeah,
hair?
You got to have a name with this wig or lace front. What is? I don't know.
No, it's a closure.
Oh, same. Oh, okay.
Drag us.
Lace front got the edge. I mean, got the baby hair.
Little baby hairs. I don't like the little baby hairs.
I mean, at first I thought it was a sewn.
So it's sewed in. And then you got the closure on top.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's a wig. Sewed down.
That's safety. When it's sewed down, that's safe.
I'm so mad I've been having to explain that about this 27 piece. They're like, well, is it a wig? And I'm like, no, bitch. There was 27 pieces of tracks and they're all glued onto the cap and then it's sewed down. And I'd have had to explain it to black and white people.
Down.
Yes, ma'am. That's why it ain't moving to.
I never heard of anybody from up north doing them.
It's a down south thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, we call it 27
Jamaicans do it.
Well, what they call it?
I am
quick
Jamaican.
Weaves.
Quick weave. It's a quick weave. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
See, she got it in the blood. So. She was like, let me get back to my roots.
So something, of course, Weezy and I are now off tour, thank God. But we have just a lot of travels coming up. And I wanted you to talk about, of course, the country you were recently in. So I guess coming up, since it's the summertime, a lot of you guys hit us up saying y'all wanted to visit Thailand. So I wanted to ask both of you your travel plans coming up for the summer. And then we'll double back on where you just came from.
Well, I'm going to Aruba tomorrow.
Damn. The wealth.
And then Turks and Caicos next week.
Do you like, people love it. I mean, I've been before.
Where?
Turks and Caicos, but people like stand for it.
No, I've never been.
Me neither.
It was always, it's funny, this is very ironic, but I always was like, that's too expensive to go on money. I'm not paying for that myself.
But I think
also, you're not paying, you.
No. I have to because it's my friend's birthday, but I always disregarded
expensive.
It because I was like, oh, a guy got to take me there. And now it's my friend's birthday. I'm like, all right, I got to go.
It is
expensive.
So I guess the M and Man is for Cuddy.
Oh, well, actually, it's actually cheaper than because.
You're going from Aruba?
No. We're renting a house, but her boyfriend is paying for the house for.
Oh, so it's just
birthday.
A flight.
Yeah. Okay. So technically, it is cheaper this time.
I was gonna say the funny thing about Turks and Caicos when I went, I was with some friends and like they were talking about how secluded the island is.
Yeah.
So secluded and so expensive that they get their toilet paper from Miami, they get all of their goods from Miami, and the hospital there only has 15 beds. And he was like, "Oh, but we're upgrading to 35."
Holy shit.
So
I didn't know it was like that.
I did go 5 years ago. But super blue water, any cruise boats that go, you have to take like a boat from the crew so that you don't fuck up their shit, which I think is super dope.
Well, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
A lot of islands
to find
are
somewhere to
that.
Go for my birthday. I took the whole 2 weeks off for my birthday. Like, I got like a 2 week block out.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Listen.
I like to go to Europe in the summer, though.
Okay. See, I just did Europe, and so I'm actually planning a trip now with a friend, the Bahamas, but just because I want to do Exuma. I haven't done Exuma Island. And my homeboy,
That's it.
But I'm also going to do Iguana Island, and you can swim with the sharks.
No, yeah, that's
so
all
So I
want to
do all. Yeah, bitch, I'm paying for that tour.
Yeah.
So
it's like $400.
Girl, I found one for the low. I'll let you know. And it's an open bar the whole time, so I'm finna be shit faced with the pigs. Like, hey, pig, I'm gonna feed him a Corona.
Open bar is like some little one thing.
Feed
liquor.
What
it's like one bottle
of
liquor.
I don't care if it's a fucking rum punch, bitch. It's open bar all day. No,
yo,
but,
white people was tight about them pigs getting drunk on Firefest. They were like, this is so fucked up. Fuck the niggas on the island they fucked over, but those pigs in the beer.
Oh my god, it's so crazy. Like, my sister got on me too when I was in Thailand and took a picture with the tigers.
Oh,
and I was
Xanax
like, bitch,
they're like. on Instagram. They're like, oh, in 2019, we still riding elephants?
Yeah.
Yo.
The fuck?
It's funny you bring that up. So a friend of the show, Sharonis, is going to Thailand for work. And I was like, make sure if you do the elephants, you just got to make sure they're not entrapped. They're like, you know, it's a sanctuary.
Yeah, I do the sanctuary.
Bro, you have to.
But I don't know. What is this?
What is this thing? She said she don't care.
Okay. I already did, so whatever I did.
So a lot of people don't really know, right, in the moment when they do them. But so the tigers I never did because I knew they were drugged up. But an elephant sanctuary basically means they don't get beat to be ridden on. And there's a breaking of the spirit with elephants.
I didn't see that.
Right? So they'll encage them for like weeks at a time and beat them and basically force them to be submissive. So that you can jump on their backs and ride them.
Oh, no, I never saw. I just pet their trunk.
Well, and there's something recently that
I didn't even know.
Was that elephant backs are actually not made to be ridden on, which is crazy for how big they are. But, you know, you have horses, you have camels. Those animals were made to support people. But even though elephants are so strong, they actually have weak backs. That's something I actually just read. So y'all don't go hopping under my pictures where I was on top of the elephant back, because I definitely have that kind
of picture. I got on the elephant for like 4 seconds because
it's so high.
It was so high.
So I went to a sanctuary where basically, which what was cool about it, she's like, okay, if the elephant doesn't fuck with you, you just can't get on.
Right.
Like, right? She's like, you have to kind of sense the energy. So we were feeding him bananas. Sanctuary. Well, I mean, it was really far, but you felt better about it. Like they were playing with us. They're in the water. You bathe with them. But yeah, she was like, if they don't like you, then like we did drive all this way. It is what it is. You don't get on top of them because we don't do that. Mm-hmm. Right. Whereas some places they just turn them around every 30 minutes. So it was really interesting.
Yep, my ride was 30 minutes.
I did it for like 4. I was like, I don't like this. Take me back. And they were like, what? Because, you know, they take you to the middle of the
jungle forest
and then try to sell you something, right?
Oh yeah,
I'm like, here's the money, turn around. Okay, we got like 4 minutes there. I was like, oh, you want me to give you money? Just turn this shit around,
it's
please.
It's way too, like, it was higher than I thought. Like, we were on top of a...
Way high.
We were on top of a house.
Yeah.
I was, like, slipping off. Like, my thighs cannot fit on that little bench.
So, they put us in a... Yeah, they put us on a bench. And then, my elephant was mean as hell, though, because they was feeding them, of course, to keep them walking. And the nigga, like... spit up his goddamn food and it came back to him.
They had a fucking bench on his back.
Man, I said that nigga did that on purpose. Time to go, get us off. It was green and shit. Uh-huh. I was like, this is disgusting.
So I don't know if I ever talked about it on this show, but like I had this fucking wild spiritual moment with this elephant.
This bitch.
Everything is spiritual with her.
Let me tell you what happened, dude. So first off, my wig slid off because the elephant was like throwing me up. So you basically slide on their trunks, right? Yeah. If you ever get to bathe with elephants.
Yeah.
And they flip you and they have so much fun doing it. So anyway, I was getting out of breath and my hair came off and I was like, I'm done. So I start swimming to the shore. And the elephant then starts to go really fast, like almost running out of the water. And they were scared he was going to stomp on me because I basically jumped off the elephant to go in the water. So he then comes right over me, on top of me, right? And I didn't even realize. So the elephant knew I was in distress and was like protecting me. Like, almost like how you connect with a dog and a dog knows that shit.
It was crazy. Connecting with the
So basically, me
lions,
and the elephant
and
was one,
elephant.
My nigga. And he was like, they handed me my wig. He was checking the nigga like, he good? And I'm like, we good, boo. And got back on. He took his trunk between my legs, lifted me up. It was crazy, dog. But it's just crazy in tune with elephants, like, that we can be. Like, they're so smart. They're so majestic. Every black household got an elephant in it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
with the trunk up and got a face to the north, all
bruh,
of that.
R.I.P. to my auntie, but when she died, my mom was like, you want the elephants? I'm like, she had 15.
Well, yeah, and that's actually a thing in the Jamaican culture. Like, my grandma has so many glass elephants all over the house. I think they're actually supposed to be for
good
prosperity
luck.
And good luck. Yeah.
But so, they got to be facing the north and the trunk got to be up.
The trunk got to be all that,
the trunk is down.
Yeah, that's my grandma.
Do we just be making up this stuff?
You know, I think so. We do. Probably all of it. Like
I've been
astrology.
Thinking about that. But hey, hold up.
Wait. I mean, it's just something to explain something.
No.
Trends. That's what it's like, economics. Okay?
You know what? For as much
I
as
love
she
how
doesn't,
she mentioned it like trends.
Exactly.
That was
as
dope.
Much as she doesn't believe in astrology, she can never call herself a Libra.
Bitch,
again.
I do.
You
that's the weirdest part.
You don't believe
because
in it. You're not a Libra.
That's what everybody say. I'm a motherfucking Libra. And just know, if y'all say it, I just need y'all to know it's the best motherfucking shit out there, okay? That's what the fuck that mean. So we're going to go ahead and hop into, real quick, y'all, if while we're talking about travels, this whole episode actually said stemmed from Cuddy's recent journey to India. Yeah. So I can't wait to hear about India and some other things that happened while over there. But we're going to go ahead and hop into our vanilla shit for this episode. And it actually has to do with Alabama. And no, it's not about the abortion law. It's about one of their other trash ass laws. So if you guys are in Alabama, get y'all shit together. Go and write to anyone in policy that you can, and also make sure you vote when it comes time to vote, because y'all need to make some change. So this is about Alabama's current sex ed law that actually harms LGBTQ youth. Tony Christian Walker has seen how Alabama's current sex ed law has harmed LGBTQ. As the prevention director for AIDS Alabama, Christian Walker has been allowed by four Birmingham City schools to teach sex education courses. He's advised fourth graders to alert an adult when someone inappropriately touches their private areas, and middle schoolers the different forms of HIV prevention. But when it comes to the LGBTQ community, the state's decades-old sex ed law requires instructors to state that homosexuality is not a lifestyle acceptable to the general public, and that homosexual conduct is a criminal offense under the state's laws. As a gay man himself, Kristen Walker refuses to say those words. If an LGBTQ student asks him a question about sexual health, he just redirects the conversation because it is harmful, to include LGBTQ youth in sex education conversations is not only necessary, Walker said, but it's suicide prevention. LGBTQ youth are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their peers.
Wonder why?
Yeah, no shit. And according to a 2017 climate survey conducted by the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, 6.7% of LGBTQ students in Alabama received a sex ed course mentioning their sexuality or gender identity.
I want to give a shout out to Randall Woodfin, who's the mayor of Birmingham, Alabama. He's one of the only black mayors they've ever had and the youngest mayor in like 100 years. I met him while we were doing the Do Say Friday podcast, me and Van, and had, you know who I'm talking about? Oh, that's right. You were there. I thought you met. You remember the dude, though. Remember? So, like, this dude, yeah, like, is really trying to make change there and shit like that. But it's so hard. Like, you know, we talk about getting people of our own office and shit like that. But just one person ain't enough. Like, you really need to make sure that we're doing all that we can in our own communities. Seriously, like, we can't keep tweeting and being enraged. Like, if you're there in a city close by, in a state close by, like, do all that you can to alert your legislators and let them know, like, this is fucking wild. LGBTQ people that are having a higher suicide rate are generally because they're growing up in A, super religious households, B, being shunned from their homes, and C, unable to live as they are because of shit like this.
Yeah, so I think it's also very important now, and we've talked about it from our live show in D.C. to even talking on here about the importance of not only sex ed as it pertains to sex with others, but also just masturbation, the conversation of when you should have that conversation with your child, and also not shaming what type of sexual orientation they decide to go and really letting them find themselves. I think all of us know that we can't help who we love. We can't help who we're attracted to. I've tried to stop liking these light-skinned fuck niggas for a long time, okay? I've tried. So just when it comes, like, it does start in the youth, and of course, just with social media and everything now, bullying and suicide rates are going up. And so, again, if you guys have any say or you guys live in the Alabama area and want to try to make some change, I think this is definitely something that y'all should look into to, you know, helping shit change, because that's what we got to do outside of them abortion laws. But, you know, we're going to talk about that another goddamn time. So for this one, I'm really excited, guys. The kink of the week for this goddamn episode is stemmed by goddamn motherfucking Cuddy. Today's kink of the week is erotic massage. So erotic massage is the use of massage techniques by a person on another person's Erogenous?
Erroneous?
Erogenous zones, my bad. Bruh.
I'm like,
erogenous zones.
I said erroneous. I'm ridiculous.
Thank God.
Erogenous zones to achieve or enhance their sexual excitation or arousal to achieve orgasm. Massages have been used for medical purposes for a very long time, and their use for erotic purposes also has a long history. In the case of women, the two focal areas are the breasts and the vagina. While, of course, in the male case, it's the dick. So there's things called the pelvic massage, which we've talked about. And actually, erotic massage has actually led to, as well, the development of vibrators.
But, oh.
Yeah, did you know that? You didn't know that, did you?
So the vibrators were used, like, they were saying, I mean, initially, like, for women, like, the orgasm was relieving pains and different stuff like that, which is why they brought them, right? Because they were doing, like, vaginal massages anyway. And that's actually where the labia massage came from, which I think I talked about Jeeves doing it on me and I've done on scissors, but, like, it's so dope because it's all this blood flow that we've never felt before. If you've never heard of the labia massage, it's one of the best erotic massages to give. So there's no, I mean, you can put your fingers inside the pussy if you want to, but you basically use your hands and the woman's outer labia to massage her clit. So when we're stimulated by the clit, generally it's from the front and we don't really get to feel the sides. So when you take the two sides of her outer lips and rub them up and down to where they're rubbing the clit on its own, it's like a whole nother sensation and it's like fucking crazy. So look up labia massage on Pornhub or online and figure out how you can give your partner one. I know we talked about it before and a lot of you guys wrote me and said it went well, but just in case there's new listeners, labia massage is the jam.
And also what's crazy is that the genital massage was actually introduced in Western medical tradition. So this was something in which at one point you had to go to a doctor to achieve. And this helped, actually, it was a technique of genital massage that helped for the disease called womb disease to bring the woman into hysterical paroxysm.
The linga massage for men, a lot of people, like modern society has seen it on Sex in the City, the episode where Miranda gets came on. They go to this woman's apartment and she teaches women how to give her man a hand job by doing the linga massage. If you watch it, I've done it once. It kind of takes a long time, but it was like he could have probably filled up a cup.
So I guess.
But wait, what is it? What's that?
The linga,
the lingam.
Lingam. What is that?
L-I-N-G-U-M.
So a hand job.
It's a hand job, but you're using your like you're using both hands. You can use them flat. It's like different focuses on it. It's crazy, bro.
Yo, every single time I try to do anything except suck the dick, he'd be like, "No, stop playing with my fucking dick, yo. Stop playing with me."
So let me ask you: and we'll talk about, of course, getting into the happy ending type massages. Mm-hmm. But have you ever massaged a man that led to sex? Like, are you into massaging in the bedroom? Or
that's
do you
how they
like
always get you.
They always get you. They be like, let me just rub your back.
Exactly. They either say, let me rub your back, or they tell you to rub their back. And that's the last person I had sex with. That's how we wound up having sex.
But I mean, this is technically how you got.
Well, yeah.
Did you really get got though?
No, yeah, I got.
Yeah,
got.
You
I just want to say.
Oh wait, we talking about the massage or the guy that
we talking about? Your motherfucking ass, bitch.
Oh, look, the India. Guy. Oh wait, I'm lost.
Look, nah, we gonna get there. We gonna get there. No, but to me, it's crazy because I really enjoy getting massage, and I
hate giving them.
I be telling them, I worked lazy all day. I'm tired. I'm lazy too. I ain't gonna lie, bitch. I don't ride dick
or
get massages,
bro.
I don't like. I mean,
no, I do it, but I just be like.
I told you, I'm really into like.
But I don't like a real one. Like I like to like. I love to massage chest, male or female.
God. I don't care about.
And
that.
Like put my pussy right on them and like rub their chest while they're looking at me, and then like sometimes I'll flip over and like be rubbing their legs with my pussy in their face. And I be like, don't touch it.
See, if I'm showing out, I'll do like. Only if I like really like the guy. Like I have to really like you to give you a massage. But I get into the whole like I'll rub the calves and stuff. But then I just like to get up because then I'm by the thighs and then I like spread their booty cheeks.
Oh, I never do the legs.
Oh, I do the legs.
I only do the back.
Girl, they be running. Well, the niggas that you know.
No, I just do it on the back for a little while and then I'll be like, I'll be hoping. Yeah. No, seriously, that's literally what goes on.
It's hot to give like a good erotic massage. I think we can make them fun. Is like touching everything, but. Like, I be getting right in the crease.
See, I don't fuck with people who are like into that. That they'll be like, come on now. Like, they'll be
what mad. What hood niggas you know? Yes.
You get more like intimate.
I know.
I wanted to bring back, though, guys, how the erotic massage led to the development of the vibrator. A solution was the invention of massage devices, which shortened the needed treatment from hours to minutes, removing the need for midwives and increasing a physician's treatment capacity. Already at the turn of the century, hydrotherapy devices were available at Bath, and by the mid-19th century, they were popular at many high-profile bathing resorts across Europe and America. By 1870, a clockwork-driven vibrator was available for physicians, and in 1873, the first electromechanical vibrator was used at an asylum in France for the treatment of hysteria. But basically, by the turn of the 20th century, the spread of home electricity is what brought vibrators into our home. And I just go to say that because I want to shout
like
out.
Vibrators.
I want to shout out. Hold on. Let me get her name right. It starts with a V. Who gave us those toys? And
oh, her name's Veronica.
Veronica. I want to give a huge.
A Touch of Romance.
I want to give a huge shout out to Veronica because she came to our LA live show and she gifted us with mad sex toys. Now, if y'all, I've said it before, I'd be like, bitch, I just like my fingers. I don't really use sex toys. But I was like, okay, let me give it a try. So I tried the Womanizer. This is not an ad. I need y'all to know that. And literally for a split second of using it, I thought I would never need dick again. So I tried the Womanizer. Now, here's my problem, right? So I tried it with the use of CBD-infused lube. If you guys want to know what type, come to my Instagram. I'm not going to say it on here. But it just made me fucking, like, feel some type of way. I was making, like, cat noises. Like, I never moaned like that while I was masturbating. I was like, like, it felt so good. It's a pretty pricey toy. So if you guys want to look, I did look it up. There's an option of a $100 one and a $200 one. And I believe you may be able to find it on Adam and Eve. So you guys use our WD50 code and check it out. I don't know if that's
gonna work for the Womanizer.
Maybe not for that, because the Womanizer apparently is that shit. It is almost any
the
one
Womanizer
item.
The Womanizer is like 100% guaranteed too. I used it like maybe a year ago.
That
whenever I was
fire.
Dating Loverboy.
And you didn't want to get addicted.
Man, that
so
shit
like,
is fire.
Well, I used it and I was kind of like, this is a little too much.
It's a little. I was like,
clit sucking toy.
It's a clit
it's
sucking
suction
toy.
Suction over your clit, right? So
and
when
it,
the
like,
blood is rushing there.
Oh wait, hold up.
It's so good. It is so good. Ladies, if you're looking for a new toy, the Womanizer, bitch, and it make me not want dick, like it needs to be the
Sucking toy? So like, I might never come outside.
They have some that they're making on like Amazon that you can get. I think it's like $45. You could type in clit sucking. Honestly, it'll come up. But the Womanizer is the original, quote unquote, or most well known. I don't know if it's an original, but clit sucking toy. And so you basically
so
takes the you know, the clit and the skin around it, and it's like,
whoa.
Right.
Also
so the more blood flow, too.
Not only that, bitch,
you
it got a silencer.
Blood flow.
It got a silencer.
That's how we be coming.
I know.
Nah, but bitch, it got a silencer. So it be vibrating.
So funny.
It, like, you don't even hear it. So I feel like I'm going to try to, like, bring it on the plane with me.
Oh, come on now.
What? Because it doesn't vibrate. Like, I was like, shit, this shit really silent,
yo,
bitch.
We had a dope episode
bro.
With on Patreon. I really kind of want to post it on here, where we had these flight attendants. Okay. And they were telling us how sex is not
you can fuck on
illegal.
A plane, bro. And all they gonna tell you
so
is
here's
you
the,
need to stop.
Okay, let me stop. Let me revert what I was saying. So they basically, well, the girl was telling a story about how she caught a woman or given a blowjob. And she said, I tapped her and let her know, go to the bathroom. And I was like, well, why would you do that? She was like, because two people are allowed in the bathroom. They just have to make sure there's
two oxygen masks
in the bathroom.
Masks.
And if they knock on the door, as long as you weren't making too much noise, you could be like, oh, I was sick. He was helping me or he was at my dress or whatever. But you can have assistance in the bathroom. So when we were done, this was only last night we did this episode. I looked it up last night and I'm like, nah, my nigga, how come I couldn't find it? And apparently, yeah, I mean, unless you're literally caught in the act, which some people have been on Twitter, there's been video.
Really?
You can't
bitch.
Be, like, there's no
I
law about
stuff.
Being
bitch.
In the bathroom with the opposite sex. I mean, yeah. I could go in with my girl
and
fucking.
And then she gave a tip. Do it on the red-eye flights. Because she'd be like, bitch, we be tired. We be ready to land too. And
yeah.
everyone sleep. Like,
yeah.
you're not going to be distracting yeah. as long as. She said the only way she even knew the girl was giving head is because you heard.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, bitch, like, really? Like, you got to give head quiet. No
right.
sloppy toppy on
right.
the plane.
Like, you got to.
But
you
give
them
some dry
wild.
Head.
Right.
Give them some dry head. So, the moment you have all been waiting for. As you guys know, we talk about
some
travel.
Of them probably going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about? Yeah,
y'all
probably,
listen, if y'all don't know Cuddy, just know this is a thing. And she said, I'm ready, guys.
Well,
I'm ready.
I will tell you what was very interesting about you in India. Cuddy and I, we chat online. We chat very casually. This bitch texted me. I don't know what time of night it was or day. She was like, Wheezy. And I was like, looked at the name, passport, Cuddy Alex. What the fuck is she talking about? I just got happy. I was like, bitch, what?
Yeah. I want to see
Then she announces it to Instagram.
And yeah, so I'm excited.
You was hyped.
Because I was like, who am I going to tell?
Well, now you're telling about 100,000 people.
No, but I mean, like, where am I going to share my story at? Because, you know, I'll be on live a lot. You know. But it's not, it's juicier than just a regular live.
It's juicier when someone can go back and forth and be like, ooh, ah.
It's juicy when it's foreign, bitch.
Yeah.
True.
You but who can, but like... I just needed the right platform to tell it. I was like, who better than Mandy and Wheezy? Where else was better than on this
let
platform?
Me get my, so we gonna
I
do
wish
it.
I had tea.
Look, right. So we gonna do it. Set the scene and go.
Okay. So I was in India, and you know, in Asia they have. Mm-hmm. It's widely known that there's like $8 massages for like a whole hour, right?
Awesome.
Everywhere. So I'm like, I've been to Thailand, got my little $8 massage over there. Been to Bali, got my little $8 massage over there. So I'm like, I just really wanted a little cheap massage. That's all. Because at the hotel, you know, be like $100 and something. I'm like, nah, that's fine.
Y'all not gonna get me.
In the little nail salon, I'm cool.
Yeah.
So we, you know, me and my friend are all looking around for a cheap massage place, but they don't want to send us there. The hotel keep on trying to send us to somewhere, but we're like, no, dirty spot.
You said dirty?
I've said
that. That might be why,
looking for one in Chinatown.
Oh, well, she says dirty spot. I said cheap spot.
Oh, but, so you're going to blame your friend?
No. But that's not what happened. So they sent us to somewhere that was basically like the dirty spot, but he tried to charge us like $60, I guess because he knew what hotel we was coming from. So she was like, listen, it's not that
what
I don't...
What hotel was it?
The Lodi in New Delhi.
Is it like known as bougie?
Yeah.
But let's not talk about how she was also riding around in like a Rolls Royce the whole
weekend. No.
Really? No, yeah.
A Jaguar.
Oh. In India,
oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
That's the hotel car.
Fucking this basketball player, girl.
No. No, some days we was in a Camry.
No, okay, some days. Okay, so you're now heading and they try to charge you $60.
Yeah, but so we're like, listen, this spa is bullshit. Like, we don't mind being here, but we're not spending $60. We're like, nah, we're leaving. So we literally go into a random spot across the street. There were like four spas across the street. So we're like, oh, how much is for an hour massage? They said 1,500 rupees. That's like $20. So I was like, yeah. Give me two. Yeah, two. Yeah. Right. We're go. So they're like, okay, come pay, whatever. We go in the room, and there's a like full size bed, like low, with two pillows. There's a jacuzzi.
Always on the floor.
Right.
Asia.
And then there's a shower. So we had just come from the Taj Mahal. So it was 105 degrees over there. So she was sweating. My friend was sweating, and she was like, "Nah, he not about to. They not about to massage me sweating." So she hopped in the shower real quick, and the guy's knocking on. I'm like, "Hold on,
they
hold
had
on."
Showers there?
Yeah, it was in the room. It was a shower in the room and a jacuzzi in the room. Damn. So she was like, just rinsing off real quick. So then she goes and she says, "They're knocking on the door," and he's like, "Oh, I'm like, hold on," and he's like, "I need to talk to you," and I'm like. What?
Ooh, bitch, give me the tea.
I'm like, what? So he says, we want to put you in another room. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, like, it don't matter. Like,
was it a couple room at first?
Yeah, it was like a couple room, but he was like, they're not going to be comfortable. So when he said they're not going to be comfortable, I assumed that he meant both of y'all going to be on the same bed. It's going to be hard for them to maneuver around
right,
the bed
around
and
y'all.
Like,
right.
Yeah, and massage.
Bitch, you was wrong.
Right. So I definitely was like, okay, like, I get massages in my own room all the time. Whatever, don't matter.
Right.
He's like, woman for you, man for you. And she was like, no, we both want women. I was like, no, I'll take a man. I like it hard.
I like, you like it hard. No, I'm not gonna lie.
I got real bad problems.
I request men, too, only because sometimes women are a lot more gentle.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I have
harder.
Real back problems.
Same.
I really want you to dig. I like deep massage, deep tissue.
We believe you.
Yeah. So, that's kind of what you got.
But you know, it's so funny because when I was in like Thailand and Bali, I kept on tweeting and
that you wanted. About,
I was like, oh, I can't find a happy ending spot. Like joking around, like, oh, they're not doing any happy endings. Where's that? And I always,
I ain't get them over there either.
I always was joking about it because, you know, people always saying it. But then,
had you ever had like your breasts massaged by women or anything?
No,
never.
No,
you neither.
Like in a massage setting?
Nah, me neither.
No.
Are they supposed to massage your tits?
No, they like
they massage men's chests.
They go under and around, but they don't like touch the breasts.
That's what I've had. I've had them like rub.
No.
Wow.
No.
Me neither. I've had that at least 3 times.
No. Maybe your breasts look just that good.
I don't know.
They always like my thingy.
No.
Okay, so you never had something even like that. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Nothing. So I go in my room. I have on the disposable underwear, and I'm laying on the table, and he starts massaging me for like the first 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
And then he's like, take these off. And I'm like, okay. Because I just thought
I always get naked massages, and the only thing that saves me is the towel, which they move around anyway.
Yeah,
so disposable panties, I ain't never had. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of places don't give you those.
Well, so like the disposable panty is when they're using like a lot of oil. I was just going to say a lot of oil, scrubs, and mud.
Yeah.
That's when I've had disposable.
Yeah.
But I've never had someone ask to remove my panties.
I know, me neither.
And I don't know if I would have done it. But continue on letting us know how you didn't know this was going to happen.
Because I've had it to where I take everything off. Like, I'll actually tell them I don't wear panties.
Right.
So that's probably why I be mostly doing. But I do let them know before I get undressed. Like, I'll tell them, listen, I don't have panties on. Is it okay? And they're like, yeah, it's okay,
but
as
you
long
know
as you're
it?
Comfortable.
In some spa places, it'd be like, keep calm and keep your underwear on.
Yeah.
Like, it has signs. Like, you don't got to do.
But bitch, I ain't got none to keep on, so I gotta let them know. Like,
and
is
I keep
y'all still
on
talking.
I'm like, yo, how do people not wear underwear? But
I know,
whatever.
Bitch,
that's
I ain't got them on that. I
need underwear,
and I got on jeans
because I always get wet. Right?
Well, see,
I always get too wet.
Is my barrier right now today?
But not. It's not even like a horny wet. It's like a freaking sweaty, soaky. Drippy wet ill.
Well, my office is Antarctica, so
okay.
I'm freezing all day. Okay, so you now take off your panties.
So
you
didn't know what was happening.
No, I swear to God.
All right,
I wasn't thinking. This has never happened. I thought it was a myth.
Can you tell us really quick? Can you describe the man that told you to take your panties off?
No.
Wait, what? It was bad. Oh, I want to know. What did he look like?
Oh, I hate you, Weezy. He was this short. Indian,
about how
like
how
5'4" skinny with a pot belly, eye turned, one eye twisted to the other.
You're lying. He was cockeyed, bitch.
He was something eyed. I don't know.
You know what? Was it a fake
God
eye?
Is fair and just. And if it was a good happy ending, then technically he had a gift in
his eye was twisted. His eye was twisted. I swear.
So the twisted eye man is about to lay his hands on you.
Wait, now I just got embarrassed. Because you know what? Everybody who asked about this story ain't never asked about the man.
Why wouldn't we? This is like what I need to know.
But the guy who gave me my happy ending looked like a Chippendale dancer, so it all made sense. Like my
friend. Tell us about you and Twisty Tree.
Okay, so your panties are off.
Yeah. So I swear to God, I didn't think anything. I was like, okay. Like, I just thought it was what they do in India. So I'm like laying on my stomach and he's massaging up and down one leg, right? So he goes up and down the leg 3 times.
Ooh, you was
on
counting.
The third swipe, he takes like his hand and like swipes up like by the lip.
Like a credit card.
Okay. Like a little credit card, like a Metro card situation. So I'm like,
but it quick. So you think it might be an accident.
But you know what? The first time he just touches it. Like now, at first I was like, oh God, I'm not even shaved. And I'm like and then I'm like, see, because I had already stopped fucking before I went to India, so I was like, fuck it, I let it grow.
I know you didn't think he was going to find no
right.
niggas in India.
Yeah, so I was like, I had a little, you know, a little stubble. So I'm like, all right. So then he goes down, he goes back down the leg, he goes back up, and then he does like a full swipe. And I'm like, ooh, that felt good. I'm like, hold on. I said, wait, is he supposed to be
what is going on here? Like, mad stuff is going through my head, but I'm like, I ain't not stopping him, right? So now he sees that I'm, you know, like, I guess that was his little
Were
lead-in.
You opening a little more?
Wait, so he goes and he just goes and, like, spreads my leg a little bit.
Oh,
I
he
mean,
does
spread,
it for you?
Yeah. Mind you, he said
lips
nothing.
Or leg?
Legs. He spreads my legs a little bit.
Because you're laying
then,
on your stomach.
Yeah. And then, like, starts touching my vagina and,
from
like,
the
clit. Yeah, like, and I'm like, all these things are going through my head. I'm like, this is not right. And then I'm like, this feels really good. Oh, this is real. Oh, it's real. Oh, wow. I have a story to tell. Oh, this is amazing. Who the hell is going to have a better story than this? This is, like, I have, like, all of these
that
things
is the
going.
I feel so guilty whenever, like, a good sex moment happens right. now because I'm like, damn, wait till they hear this.
Right.
Shut
And I'm
up.
Like, okay. So he's, and then he does that for a little while, and then he says, turn over. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm like, okay. So I turn over and I keep my eyes closed because I don't want to see the eye. I keep my eyes closed. And he's at the bottom of the table and he's like on straddled the table. And then he's like,
or maybe
like,
he was just standing up.
Something, yeah. I don't know. My eyes is closed. And he's like playing with the clit, playing with my nipples. And he's playing with
wow.
then he's
Wait,
like,
it was a.
A whole full. Blown. He's like trying to make me come now.
Like
now,
you're really not even getting massage at this
no,
point.
No, he is. His duty is to make me come now, and he's playing with everything. And then he goes and he puts his finger
inside
yes.
you.
Oh well, that's a lot.
You allow that? Wait,
Sorry,
were there gloves?
Was, no.
Oh, you need.
Yeah, I know. I gotta
Did
go
it,
check.
Was
right?
his fingernails in, closed?
I don't know. My eyes are closed, Mandy. I don't know.
So he just
two fingers, but he didn't do that a lot. But then he goes,
bitch, because you feel like we judge you.
Were you clenching?
No, wait. So I'm like, oh my god, this feels so good. Oh my god, this feels good. So, but I don't want him. I'm trying not to give him a reaction because I don't.
So you weren't making noise.
So no, because I did not. I was stifled it because I didn't want him to get too excited and take it any further. So
take it.
I'm just right. So I'm up there and I'm just like eyes closed. But he's going go, and then finally I come, and then
wait, you did.
Yes, and but I kept it so I was like,
"Have you ever came off of?
I come
finger
off
play?
Everything, yeah.
Oh shit,
me
Lucky
too.
You.
I'm an
yeah.
easy comer.
Yeah, I come. And it's so funny because like when people talk about porn and stuff, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I need to." From the minute they walk in the doors, I'm like, "Listen, I take the little 4 minute clips.
Oh,
by
yeah.
2.5, I'm done." Like,
I'm one of those. I literally
yeah, you gotta watch. Yeah.
No, I like it to last longer.
Yeah, but it just doesn't.
But I don't need it.
But you know what? I don't masturbate a lot so that I can have that. Sensation and like
when
make sure
touched.
That I could come. Yeah.
What else helps too with that? Like if you're trying to like have better, stronger orgasms, if you watch porn a lot, like if cutting it off a little bit and like learning how to relearn your body and like
yeah.
use your mind to work that way, that can help you too.
Yeah.
It's hard though.
I don't do. I don't
porn
watch
is
porn.
So
a lot.
Like
I go to sleep at 9 o'clock. I don't listen.
Yeah.
Like
so. Okay.
So I go. Huh?
You said that you didn't make noise. So
yeah. So I didn't make noise. I'm like. Yeah, but no. I didn't even make noise. I was like, it was like a.
Did he
inside,
know you came?
I guess, because then afterwards I was like, okay, back. And then turn around and go back to my back. Right?
Wait, because, yeah, this it's an hour massage.
Yeah. So I'm like.
You came in how long, in how many minutes? Do you know toward of your massage, how long you were being masturbated?
Not long.
And then he got into, so he.
And then he went back to regular massaging.
And
so
massaged all of your juices from his fingers into your back.
Oh my God.
I mean, Jesus. That's.
I didn't even think about that.
How would
you? So you walk around with your pussy juice everywhere on your body.
So I turn back around, go
that
back
was,
to my
that
stomach.
That was the massage oil, by the
and
way.
And he's massaging, and then he leans down, he says, no extra? And I'm like, that wasn't the extra? Well, what the fuck is the extra? I'm like, no. And then he goes, okay. And then
you had to ask for research purposes what extra
ten,
was.
Right, I did it. So 10 minutes later, I didn't want to talk to this man. So 10 minutes later, he goes, he says, no extra? Like, no.
No extra.
I don't know what extra is.
Why can all of my think of is that show? Extra.
No, but it was just so funny. Like, what the fuck else is extra?
Nigga,
his mouth.
Yo, I was like,
he might have been like, yo, look at me.
Oh God. I was like, no. So
I'm getting dizzy.
So then finally I started like getting a little nervous, and then like I hear more people outside. So I'm like, I think my friend is done. He goes, yeah. And then he just
So how much did you tip him?
That's 2,000 rupees, so I think that's like $28 in real life. I mean, in US. So,
you only in real life.
Wait.
In real life.
So you only you tipped 2,000 rupees?
Yes.
Instead of, and the whole massage is 1,500, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Good for you.
So I go in the other room, and my friend is like, oh my God, she has to touch my
and oh, because your friend had a girl massage.
Yeah, she had a girl. And I was like, she was like, Alex, this is a special place. she's mortified.
Not even knowing you accepted.
Right, she is mortified. I'm like, let's get out of here. She's like, yes, let's get out of here. And then I go and I pick up my phone, and she has been texting me up a storm.
Like, while you was coming.
Yo, she has been texting. Hold on, I'm trying to find
your phone.
The
was on the edge of bed. I wonder why I was on you when I was on the phone. He was like, I ain't saying nothing.
Seriously, she had been texting me. Oh, she says, you alive? Oh, this is a special place. He just asked to rub my pussy. She just asked to rub my
Ma'am,
pussy.
Ma'am, may I rub your pussy for you? Oh my God, she asked again.
So while she's getting a massage, she pulled the phone out.
Yeah, because she said, because she declined it. Well, first of all, she had a woman, so maybe she was like, hell no, I don't know. But she was like, she said, the lady said, ma'am, we have 28 minutes left. I can massage your pussy. And she was like, excuse me? And she was like, oh no, ma'am, absolutely not. And she's like, ma'am, please.
She begged to rub the pussy?
She said, I need to make money to get passport because.
Oh no!
Speaking of money to get passport, did you know how much to give him?
No, I just gave him anything.
So you gave him 3,500 rupees for a 1,500?
Well, no, 2,000 rupees.
So like $28.
Yeah. No, but you gave him that total?
I
no,
gave
on top of
I paid.
Right, so you gave him 3,500 rupees total.
He that's probably what I'm saying. 1 rupee from 1,500. I don't know. They probably don't
right,
get
right, so you gave him, like I said, 3,500 rupees total.
No, he probably doesn't get any of the 1,500 rupees that I paid the place.
Oh, yeah. I got you. I kind of thought they were like independent.
Yeah, no, so now I feel horrible because she's like,
you probably get hourly. Probably like
nothing. What's the name of the place? Do you remember?
Spa King.
That's so generic. Right. Like, there's probably those in Chinatown.
Let me get your phone. Mine's charging. I want to Google something real quick.
And then she says, so then she goes and she says, we need money to get married and have kids here. Like, the women have to have money.
In the massage?
This is in Mumbai?
She's going through
all
this.
New Delhi.
New Delhi. Okay. She's saying all of this to your friend. That's why your friend was like, this bitch just,
so she's like, we really need, over there, you have to have money to, have kids and get married.
Does this
look
like it?
Maybe. But they have more than one location, I think. Okay. This location was, like, being built up. Like, they were
making it now.
Yeah, actually.
Probably from all the tips they
got. So then she goes, oh, my God, so dark, so unsafe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Google that. So she goes and she says, she's telling her whole life story. She's, like, crying. She's, like, and then she's like, ma'am, we have 11 minutes left. I can still massage your pussy. And she's like, no! Well, after the first time that she asked, so that's when she hopped up and grabbed her phone and started texting me like, you okay?
Not even knowing you was trying to keep
my phone was in the room with her, because remember, initially we were supposed to be in the same room. So when I came and I looked at the text, I was like, oh my gosh, she was freaking the fuck out.
So what was your friend's reaction when she knew that you took the goddamn
We didn't really get all the way into it because she was so mortified. So I was
you
like,
was like, let me keep my shit, bitch. Like, I can't.
I said, well, I let him touch me. But that's all I said. But so if you listening, sorry, you were really, really, really mortified. So I was just waiting on the right
right time to tell you. I
also see how maybe another woman kind of freaked her out. I just read something that says best body to body massage.
What the fuck is that?
That's a list.
Now, I had a body to body massage in Miami once. I found it on Craigslist.
That's where I found my Miami massage.
Oh, wait. You deliberately went to go get a happy ending? Oh,
okay. I'll tell you about my happy ending briefly.
Go ahead.
No. Oh. Yeah. So I wanted to get, I can't even say his name, but one of my friends, very close to him, had not had sex in years, 7 years at the time. And I was like, we at least have to get you jerked off, bro.
You should have jerked him off.
Right. That's what real friends do.
I don't want to fuck friends. Like,
no, I know.
A jack off isn't a fuck.
So I look up this place. This is Ultra 2012 or some shit. I'm like, I got it. It's got the stars. It's got the squiggly lines. We're good to go.
What the fuck?
We get there. It's in a strip mall. Really cute girls. Me, him, my other friend won. I don't want to say who got the... So anyway, this is when my breasts were rubbed for the first time. And she got on top of me. It was body to body, which a lot of Thai massages are body to body because they'll use their body to crack you. It's not necessarily always erotic. But the best part of the massage was the table shower. Still to this day, best experience I've ever had. So basically, you get on this sponge bath. There's like probably six shower heads above you, and they fucking get all up in your crevices, pussy, ass, armpits, bottom of your feet, scrub. It's such a good feeling. You can do it before or after your massage, whatever you like. But in that massage, I never knew about body to body. So like, she used her arm to rub my arm. She used her legs to rub my legs, everything, like picking me up and like cracking me out. Like, it was good. So it wasn't necessarily a sex massage, but some people like that shit for erotic shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, and it's not something that every place, like, they could really do, which is why we had to go on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one was very... I was like, Mandy gonna be like, oh my God, he didn't ask for consent?
I was gonna say.
Yeah, for him to just start. So I'll be, what's crazy is my masseuse guy did not ask for consent either. Mm-hmm. But so I got it done in Miami. I shared it. I don't even remember what episode. But I was with my homegirl for her birthday. Shout out to my friend Jazz, who just graduated law school.
We had a group on one, I thought.
We did. So we went, we were in Miami, and she came with me to Asia. So I was with her, my old roommate, Crystal. And so we went to this massage place that we found on Groupon. We had to leave the beach because, like, we couldn't find anything. I was like, okay, bitch, I found this place, and it's over on Alton Road. We could just go over there real quick. So we left the beach, went to the massage place. Before we called, they said they had two girls and a guy. I called it up front. I said, well, I need a guy because I like man massages. Yeah. Like, I don't like anything. So we get there, and we get sent to our different rooms. So the guy, when I walk in, he's like this tall Russian or German, or he's somewhere in Europe, but like just looks like a goddamn action figure. Like, a beautiful man, though. So we start talking about where he's from. He just moved to Miami, but I ain't good with accents, so I didn't want to talk too much because I really couldn't understand too much of him. But he was handsome. I was like, oh, okay. You kinda... So as he's massaging me, he, like, is going up my thigh the same way. This is me being, actually, I was laying now on my back.
Right.
This is after I had rolled over. So he's massaging my thighs. And as he's doing it, I do kind of start feel him getting closer up my thighs. And my whole ass, I opened up my legs more. So as he's up there, like, I just start inching every time, like, opening up my pussy. And then, yeah, he literally went from massaging my thighs to rubbing his finger around my thing. And I had to, like, not moan. Mind you, bitch, I came out 15 minutes later than my friends.
Oh, my God.
They was like, well, what took your massage so long? We only paid an hour. And they looked at me because, bitch, I was just smiling, bitch. I was smiling ear to ear when I left. And I was like, thank you. Like, you did a really good... we got to come.
So did you
take
it more?
Mind you, neither of my friends really care for their massage. Right. They were like, this wasn't even...
Right.
I was like, actually, I'm recommending this place. And it was like...
Wait, so did you come?
Oh, I was... Yeah, like, it started feeling too good. And I was like, nigga, I'm about to give you my number.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You better come to my hotel room.
Oh,
my
God.
Like,
I had a group of massages where a man massaged me and, like, did the thigh thing. And I got tighter and tighter.
Oh.
Well, this thing was fine. I knew I wanted
it. Honestly, like, I don't know. It kind of scares me. Is that...
I will say, they should definitely... There should be some
postage
sign that says... Well, in America... Well, in... Either way, whether it doesn't matter what country, happy ending should be somewhere. But I know it's legal. I know it's illegal, but maybe put something where maybe we all know secretly there's a happy ending.
No,
option. I don't know. Or when we pay in the beginning,
what's
I don't know.
Website that
bitch, you don't look like no cop. I would have told your ass.
There's something.
Two Americans coming in a spot. I don't know. Maybe
you think that looks kind of sketch.
I don't know. Well, because, I mean, there's not a lot of Americans around there.
Yeah, but you had that fucking nose ring. You was ready. You was dressed.
I definitely was a whole Indian.
You was a whole
Indian.
I had
on my Indian garb.
You probably looked...
I just came from the Taj Mahal. I had on a freaking Punjabi.
Did anyone online be like, yo, that's appropriation as fuck?
What? Oh. No.
Really?
I go to Dubai and bought a whole outfit when I was in Dubai.
Well, I think the difference to a Dubai is like, the sand dunes, so you get to cover your face. So I was wondering too. I was like, I feel like somebody gonna be fake woke these days.
And I mean, but if you went to the Taj Mahal, that's the thing too. When you're going to these mosques, you have to cover up. Like,
no, it's not a mosque.
I remember. Well, what is the?
It's a mausoleum.
It's just a mausoleum. Okay, yeah. But I remember like,
and I didn't know
even
that
when
I
was
there.
Even when I was, see, I thought it was a mosque. I ain't gonna hold you because when I was,
it looks like one.
When I was in Bangkok, we went to the palace, and I thought I had covered up enough. Like I had just all black on. My shirt was long. And I put a denim jacket over it, but I had leggings on. I was a big girl back then, nigga. Like, it's hot. I'm wearing leggings.
Mm-hmm.
And because my leggings were tight, even though it covered my whole body, they were like, it's too tight. Like,
yeah,
you need to, you know. And I was like, nigga, I'm finna get in this bitch.
Right.
y'all not stopping me from getting this bitch. I'm all the way in motherfucking Thailand.
The skirts, too, that they were selling in Thailand, I noticed were because most women were wearing shorts. It's hot as fuck.
Oh, no, like, Thailand wasn't as hot, wasn't as strict to me. That as like
I did have to cover though
Abu Dhabi and
oh bitch and I've been a cutter.
Well,
that I had a maxi dress and a denim, but again my ass was looking. A man literally almost the guy that I was with at the time, we were scared. Like he just started yelling, but in his in his language, to where like it created a whole like the whole supermarket was staring at me. And my dude at the time is 6'11". Fucking dreads from Atlanta.
Oh,
I'm over there seeing him because he was playing ball over there at the time. And I'm confused because I'm like, I have a long dress to my knees. I have a denim jacket. Right. It's fucking 100 degrees. How is there a problem? But I guess my dress was too tight for them. Right. And so literally the wife came up to me and was like, honey, you're fine. Like, I'm so sorry. But mind you, she's covered eyes only a lot. It's very conservative and cutter in comparison to Dubai. So like... It was the scare, like I had been the scared. Literally, the security guard had to walk us to our car in the garage at the supermarket because it had caused such like an uproar. And he was like, "Don't worry, ma'am, you look fine." Like I don't know what was wrong with him,
right.
But like it made me feel uncomfortable. So I could see why. Even I get why people would think it would be cultural appropriation, but you also want to respect the cultures when you go.
No,
over
I
to
just
these
thought
places.
That the Indian garbs were so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Like when you go to the
they
places
sell them here and like
they
when women
are
wear it, oh, fuck,
beautiful. The fabric is amazing and you have to get them made.
Yeah.
Like I didn't buy that. I had to go get the fabric and then go to the tailor. He had to tailor the whole thing,
and you
know,
fancy
measure me.
Too, bitch.
But it was only
you probably could have just bought.
We got someone in here.
One.
Benson, is it appropriation if tourists wear?
I mean, by American definition, yes, but like a lot of Indians embrace it.
Everybody
so
was like,
enjoy
oh
it.
My God,
but
you
know where
so
I think
beautiful.
That comes from? Bollywood culture.
Mm.
Because we're such fucking fans of Bollywood. All over the world, Bollywood is so amazing. So I feel like it's a lot, you know, you're just really feeling like, this is what I've been seeing, this is what I've been looking at. Opposed to like dashiki shit. I don't know why that should be bothering me.
But it's not
that.
Even like just
but
enjoying
also people
like,
of color, I feel like
where it's from.
Yeah. You know what? It's just like, I would,
like Crystal, Crystal wants an Indian wedding. We've talked about it. Either an Indian or an African wedding.
Yeah.
And she doesn't care if she marries an Indian or an African. That's the type of wedding she wants just because of the beauty of it, the dancing.
It's so
it's
beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's really, the fabrics are beautiful.
I think wedding, I don't know about, but clothes, I could fuck with.
I mean, we
but
have
it's
themes
also
for baby
remembering,
showers.
They what?
We have themes for baby
oh, yeah,
showers.
Yeah.
You could have a theme for a wedding.
I guess a Bollywood theme, as long as it's no... Because I always want to make sure that you don't cross over to their religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what's...
not religion.
The thing that about Thailand, I was just thinking about when she was talking about Qatar and Thailand. Thai people really pride themselves on acceptance a lot. But that's just Buddhist way, right? With, you know, their LGBTQ community, heavy on the T, right? Like... In,
oh my God!
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
In those spaces, they're very proud that they are good to their transgender men and women, whatever. Mainly trans women, and even any tour I had or any like temple I went into, like they would talk about that, which I really appreciated. So, yeah, I think that also may be why we experience a leniency in Thailand opposed to these other countries, because there's not really many gender oppressing laws.
No. But it was, so when we were in India, there's like literally people. OK, you know how they sell fruits on the street. Mm-hmm. They sell water on the street.
Right.
No, they knock on your window. They're selling a paper towel. They're selling a pen. They're selling the weirdest shit that you're like, is this the 99 cent store? They like, sold, what the fuck? So then,
what was the weirdest thing you bought?
No, I didn't buy anything. So then every single light, which is not many lights, there's
children.
What we would consider a trans person coming to the window, knocking on the window, right?
So what do you say what we would consider?
I'm about to tell you. So I'm like, so what is this person selling? He's like, nothing. And I'm like, okay, so why are they knocking on the window? He's like, don't look, no man, no woman. And I'm like, okay, what is that? What is that? I'm like, they're like, no, it's not a man, it's not a woman. I'm like, so then I don't want to say it, but I'm like, so what is that person? Right.
What is that they're person?
Like, I'm like, so it's used to be a man, used to be a woman. No, no man, no woman. Don't look. And I'm like, huh?
But so
I'm
you're like, trying to understand, right?
So but I'm like, so then what is it? If it's not a man or a woman, then what is it? And then he just could not answer. And they literally just, it's like, you're nothing.
What are they knocking on the windows for? Do you know?
For money.
Oh, just begging for money.
Yeah, just begging for money. But the people don't
look at them as,
consider them anything. They're no man, no woman.
Oh,
which is, but I don't know what
that's
that
different
meant.
Than Thailand, because in Thailand they're actually and a lot of Southeast Asia, trans women are actually sought out after, just because their body types are a lot more feminine over there. I know a lot of basketball players, when they go and play in Southeast Asia, when you have money, that's what you do as a form of I've made it. You actually sleep with a trans woman.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
well, it's a total fetish. I mean, not necessarily feminine bodies, but they're lean people. They've got less hair on their bodies. They grow longer hair.
Of how
they've got a softer jawline, like everything. So, like, the most elite looking or most cis looking is also a thing, most passable, if you want to use words like that. Trans women come from Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Like, even the men, right? When you think of their bodies, like, very tall, lean. A lot of comments about Ali Wong. Did you ever see the Pregnant Netflix special? Mm-mm. And she talks about, my man is like a dolphin.
Oh, yeah,
no
yeah,
hair.
Yeah.
So I guess it's easy because you like shit.
I just couldn't believe. I wanted, and you know, because there was a language barrier that he couldn't really articulate how I wanted him to, because I wanted him to explain what the fuck did he mean.
That's crazy, because that means like they're not even like, yeah. We have a long way to go with being progressive.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We will
just say, okay, that's a trans person. Like, it's nothing to us.
Right.
Okay,
now.
Even if a woman looks like a man or a man looks like a woman.
Like a third gender or like sex, and they're very similar to trans people. It's like a weird thing, and I'm reading right now, but they have
Can you hear him?
So Benson was just saying there's a third gender / third sex.
Y'all know we
sex.
Got an Indian camera guy, so he gonna give his knowledge.
Wait, you're from India?
Yeah.
Oh!
Was it just something that I ran by when I was in India, actually, and they discussed the third gender, like, on a documentary randomly when I was, like, 10th grade, so it was mad trippy. But I don't have that much information on it, but all I know is there's a whole third gender, and, like, they essentially, like, take away their manhood and their womanhood also.
They like cut the clit and...
I believe so. There's something to do with
female
that.
Female genital mutation is one.
Like H-I-J-R-A.
Oh, mm. There's a name. So it's not... Mm-hmm. Trans is not a name.
And they're usually... Uh-huh. I mean, from what I just read, they're usually organized in the communities, but they, like, if they're in, like, poverty and stuff like that, like, they're kind of looked down in society, mm-hmm. or they go as sex workers.
Yeah.
So maybe that's...
Yeah.
That's probably...
But it was crazy because one of the...
Thank you, Vincent.
One of them were knocking on the window with rupees in their hand. Like, we're like, why? How are you asking for money and you already got
money?
Right. But
it's like a cup with a little change.
I guess that's what it's. Maybe they couldn't have a cup.
So true.
Cup maybe cost
this
a couple
is to
of
let
rupees.
You know what I need.
Yeah, that is so true.
More it is.
You know? That's so true.
Okay.
I actually heard the term third sex. My first time hearing that was years ago. One of my favorite videos is Mauricio Rodriguez, a comedian called Giannis Pappas. He's been on Andrew's show. He goes on there and he goes, I'm third sex from the Lower East Side. And he's when he says, you know, this ass pussy don't stink. And this is where Dasse came from. And he always talks about like, yo, I never knew this would catch on. Like, I actually used to listen to their podcast. I don't think they have it anymore, called The Rigorous Podcast. And he would always do that voice. But yeah, he would call himself third sex.
Oh my God.
And I was like, huh.
I never knew that.
Man, that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I wonder if it's like a old kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never grown up hearing third sex.
Yeah, I never heard of third sex in life.
While before we wrap this up, I want to ask you, would you get a happy ending again?
Oh, yeah.
Look, bitch, now you're about to be a regular. You guys trying to get one?
They're all on Lexington Avenue, you know, in Murray Hill.
Look, you could get them here.
But, okay, like, you know what? Okay.
They're not American.
I don't know if I... Okay, let me think. I would not see...
Solicit it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want it to be... You want to be surprised.
Yeah.
This is not what we should be preaching. You want a surprise?
No, it's so... Y'all, it's so funny. That's what I was saying about the consent thing. It was so funny because when I was... I text Maul and I said, I want to be part of y'all boys club. Y'all was up there talking about happy endings and hand jobs and all of that stuff on a couple of y'all episodes when Kraft got...
They were
like,
brothel.
Oh, please. A millionaire can't get a handy. And I was like, well, I want to be part of the
club. You know, I'm a thousandaire and I'm still going to get my little finger pop.
The obsession thing with masturbation during massages is crazy. One of my old colleagues told me about how he would argue with his girl because he's like, you know what, G? She doesn't fucking get it. Like, I'm making money. I'm happy with her, but I'm going to get jerked off. This is my fucking ritual. It was before her. It's going to be after her. I like to get jerked off. What's the problem?
No, I'm cool with that.
And he said that she made it to the point where she had to lie.
If you're in a relationship?
I mean, I don't want to know. I don't want you to come home and be like, where you was at? Well, I went down to get a happy ending. Like, I don't want to know.
There's a novelty of it, and I don't know what it is, but people fucking love it. And he told me, he's like, I feel spoiled. He's like, you know, I get relaxed.
You know, sometimes, I be thinking about this sometimes. Relationships really have this, like, create these boundaries that you just can't do your own thing that really doesn't mean anything against your relationship. It's just like your thing, you know? So it's kind of like...
We talked about toxic traits that people didn't realize were toxic, and that's one of those, like, you set these boundaries because you're in a relationship, and then things that probably wouldn't really upset you because you're in a relationship, now they upset you, but for no reason, because these fake boundaries are fucking created.
Right, like, even the porn thing, like, when people get mad at, first of all, watching porn, there's some people get mad at porn, and then there's some people who get mad at the type of porn you watch because they feel like, oh, I'm not that person, or I'm not that type, or you're watching the opposite, or, oh, that's what you're into, whatever. Like, what turns me on... You know, doesn't necessarily mean that's what I'm... It's like that isolated fantasy moment. You know what I mean? But it's not really like what I'm trying to do.
But even men who, you know, get mad at their women for using sex toys, now they don't feel adequate enough. And so there's just a lot of things. But I think that happens a lot. And yes, like we said, we are not soliciting unsolicited sex hand jobs and happy endings. Make sure that consent is being somewhere. You know what's going to happen. We are going to hop into our home mail.
Okay.
Which you can help us out with. Again, if you guys want to send in your home mail, make sure you send that into horribledecisions@gmail.com. This one is struggling to be sex positive. Hey, ladies. First up, I love, love, love the podcast. The pair of you keep me so entertained. Please do a live show in London. All right. Shout out to the UK. To jump right into my problem, I'm not the most experienced girl. I waited for the one, quote unquote, and lost my V card in my 20s while all my friends have been doing it from the age of 14.
Sorry. I haven't heard V-card in so long.
V-card. Right.
Is this a UK thing?
It might be.
Yeah.
When I finally got with the man I was in love with, the sex was painful.
Do it in the voice.
Disappointing. And almost traumatic. It was unplanned. I was wasted and don't...
Wait, she was so what?
Look, I'd have turned into Jamaican. I was wasted and didn't remember anything but waking up covered in blood and bruises.
What
the fuck, Mandy? All right, everybody try it out. Okay, let's pass it around. We gotta see.
No, I cannot.
Do it! It's part of the game!
I'm right here.
One sentence.
I was hot booking.
to have waited so long for it to just happen.
Now, bitch. Yeah, you got an agent.
Wait, I think we're making
unceremoniously.
They started the second paragraph.
No, you gotta finish that sentence. I was
hard work. To wait so long just for it to happen in such an unceremoniously brash and meaningless way.
Oh, God.
Because I was drunk, the lines are blurry about whether or not I consented. Also, there was a lot of guilt and shame attached to having grown up in a deeply religious household and always being taught sex outside of marriage was a sinful thing. I bled heavily the first few times I had sex. Penetration hurt like hell. I can't do it anymore. And even had a horrible pregnancy scare. Meanwhile, the one was cheating and only came clean when he contracted chlamydia.
Oh my Jesus.
I got tested, came back clean, but it all ended a breakup that tore my world to shreds. On top of that, I was hiding the relationship from my family.
You're definitely going in between English
Australia.
And
I don't know. who would disown me if they found out. Let me get my Prince Harry. From then on, I can't help but be incredibly cautious and closed off when it comes to sex. It's sad because despite everything in my head, I'm super open to all forms of kink and freak shit. For example, I love your show and follow a lot of progressive women like yourselves, activists, educators, and sex workers. It's time that I embrace sex positivity for everyone but myself. I'm such a prude. After my experiences, how do I overcome my struggle to be sex positive and even get out there so I can have enjoyable, adventurous sex? Bitch, I can barely read in English.
Stop right. Guilt tripping.
Not that, the
king's,
that's what it is.
The king's English. That I was going to say, guilt tripping yourself. So many fucking traumatic experiences, pregnancy scares, heavily bleeding.
Wait, so how old is she now? She lost it at 21. How old is she now? Does she say?
She doesn't say. She said she actually lost it in her 20s.
Oh, in her
20s. I'm not sure. All of her friends lost it earlier. But basically, being that her first sexual partner was not, it was not only painful, disappointing, and traumatic to her, she bled a lot after, she got bruises, and then of course he cheated on her and contracted STD. So I feel like there's just a lot of fear with even knowing if she's going to enjoy it again. I think that this is something in which she may need to seek therapy for, because this is a trauma that probably you won't just snap out of. It's definitely going to take work. I think what's more important than that is for you to share this story with whoever you decide to be your partner. And so this may actually take more dating than casual sex. It sounds like you want to just get out there and have fun, but I think that in order for you to get over this, you are going to have to find a man that you trust. Also, it doesn't necessarily have to be a man. You may find comfort in women. And so there are a lot of things that don't have to deal with penetration to where you won't, you know, feel pain. So you may also want to consider maybe being intimate with a woman. That's something in which you may experience something different, and it's something that will allow you to be vulnerable and grow a friendship with someone on that level outside of just looking at, you know, someone that wants to just stick their dick in you. So for me, it would be, that would be my advice, to seek therapy or maybe look for a female companion and see if maybe that's something you're interested in.
But another thing is, I think that, like you said, she seems like she wants to go out and do all of this stuff with, you know, I think some people just want to do what everybody else is doing, like, because they're like, oh, they everybody like else can have that. Casual sex. You know, I can't
do that. I do want to give her credit, too, for saying, like, you know, I can be open for everyone else and embrace their sexuality. That's a good start. Like, you know, like sometimes we can be that way where we're like, yes, go be independent, blah, 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 blah. But maybe we're not. Or sometimes we could be like, yo, fuck that nigga, but we're still texting the ex. That happens all the time, you know? And it's not like you're doing it on purpose. Like, you know what's right. It's just, how do I do it for
myself?
But
the thing is that everybody, I mean, here, even in our own circle of friends, you have the friend that's not a hoe. You know she not a hoe. Like, you know that she not about to.
You the one in the circle? Is that what you trying to?
No, I'm not the I'm not the not hoe.
Okay, okay.
I have friends who are not the
hoe. Are not the hoe. Got you.
And I'm not the highest hoe. Like, I'm not the, like.
Not the hierarchy of hoeism. We're not going to get into that.
I'm not, like.
She's like, I'm not like you guys.
I'm like, no, right. I'm like the not the most usual suspect of hoes.
Well, who came on the podcast? Oh, my friend came on, Brandon. And he said, we said, you lost your virginity at 19? He said, oh, I'm not flat fast like y'all.
That's literally what he said.
Exactly. You know, like, I'm not that, but I'm not a prude either. Well,
and what you're saying is probably where she's feeling, because for her to even bring up all my friends lost it at 14, I feel like she could be also feeling the pressures of her friends, which isn't good. I don't think that you should sit here and be one to follow the crowd, or even if you listen to this podcast all the time. I want to tell all of you guys, communication, again, it is big, but everyone has their different paths, their different desires, their different fetishes. And so even with listening to us, we don't want to feel like we're forcing y'all to go out and live this kinky, fetishy lifestyle of BDSM and all these things. Like, again, everyone is on their own path sexually to find what, you know, what heals them, what brings them or meets them spiritually, even if it's elephants and shit. But to not use your friends or everyone around you or society as a stepping stone to where you feel like you are matched against everyone
else. Even as vocal as I am and whatever the hell I want to do, if people still, like, will kind of judge you for having sex early, they'll be like, oh, damn, you were fat. You know, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Shit, I mean, I do it sometimes and don't even realize it. Like, one of my best friends that came on here, I think it was episode 29, and he talked about how me and Mandy had whorephobia. And he's like, you guys are doing the work. He was like, but you don't even realize you do it to each other. Oh, bitch, you're a hoe. Oh, you a ho-ho. And we still kind of do it because that's how we kind of almost have a... That's how we tease each other. We've made that part of our culture to hit up our friends and be like, bitch, a hoe ass, right? And have fun that way.
That's what my friends.
Right, but sometimes, like, I guess for a person like yourself who's, you know, wrote this letter in, we don't even realize how that can fuck you up. Yeah. Like, when I talk to my friends like that, I don't expect that.
I really don't care about the word hoe.
But right. Bitch, you get shamed for saying you don't suck dick, so you're damned if you do, if you don't.
Exactly. Grow up.
I think another thing that will help is, I hate to say it, but I mean, you know who it's coming from, and if you listen to the show, I guess you can guess I would give you this advice.
Hey, a sex worker.
But no, I was gonna say, get a little more emotionally invested. That way, you don't feel as judged. Because I feel like
You mean with an actual person?
Yes.
I feel like if there's
a bit of a deeper connection there, you won't have that fear that, like, oh my god, this dude's gonna think I'm a fucking this and
get
that.
Yourself an empath, like Wheezy.
You know, I even said that someone that you're maybe not able to have casual sex with, but it needs to have some deeper meaning, because you're gonna have to open up about your traumatic.
She needs like a Capricorn guy or something.
Here we go with the guy. We did astrology already.
You did that on purpose.
You know, look, because I can't hear you. Well, go ahead and let everyone know your book, your tour.
Yeah,
let everyone know what's going on.
What is the M and Mini for about? So, like, we basically, like, trick on niggas. What is it?
We had a whole episode about it. So
I'm just saying, like, tell us what it's about.
So the M and Man is for Money is a guide, a women's guide on how to handle men and money and dating and relationships.
It's a really fun written book. I haven't read your Reloaded one, but.
So this is Reloaded with a lot more information than the first one.
Yeah, it's
the
same book from the first time with 50% more information. I add a whole bunch more scenarios, like counter offering, flying out rules, long distance relationships, business and relationships.
Oh, I love this font, sis.
I love the cover too. So it's really good. And a lot of you guys always ask us, how do I get money out of a man? How do I get a sugar daddy? We've had a fake for sugar daddy episode. But if you guys go back into our archive and listen to the episode with Cuddy, it's literally titled The M and Man is for Money featuring Passport Cuddy. You guys can actually read more about what the book is about.
Yeah.
And again, it's Reloaded. So you now have the opportunity to get 50% more.
I just randomly came to a page. Shout out to you, my nigga.
What?
I'm going to read you what I just saw. Splitting rent. Don't think for a second that it's the ultimate no-no, which so many women like to chant. There are so many different types of factors and scenarios about splitting rent. Do not get caught up in the unrealistic ideologies of other women. Shout out to you. Because you know what? Other people really influence the idea that the people that we're with ain't shit.
Yeah.
But are you? What are you bringing to the table too? Yeah. Maybe you guys both have to contribute to it this way.
Yeah.
And I don't want you guys to ever think for a second, just because we may talk about men that are affluent, that we're shitting on someone
else. It's not a gold digging manual. It's definitely very realistic. It's more, and this one actually talks more about relationships later on, because a lot of people kept on saying, oh, I'm single, I don't want that, I don't need that, you know, I don't want to change my expectation. I mean, I don't want to ruin my relationship by reading it. And I'm like, actually, it could probably help you.
It could help. And that's the number one, actually, like, demise of relationships and marriages now is finances.
Yeah.
So what you do is you give a lot of, like, kind of encouragement to you don't have to live by societal norms, but this is maybe a path you could take to where finances aren't such a huge
burden. But it's also about yourself.
It's yourself as well.
It's it's like the best of both worlds. It's about for single women, it's for women in a relationship. Like even today, somebody was like, oh, I want to come see your tour, but I don't want to come alone. I'm like, girl, even in the book, I have solo bar etiquette 101. You know, like,
oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's, and if y'all really want to get flued out, she got, right, you know, like, get your ass flued out.
Nervous flying out rules is a goddamn chapter.
Hey. Yeah.
But, right? So I'm going on tour for the book again. I went 2 years ago to only 6 cities. This time I'm going to 23 cities.
Say it's that whole, shit, sis.
Girl, it's like a girl's night out.
6 to 23.
I know.
You rich.
Shout out to you, bro.
Because some people think that you have to, like, read the book to come to the tour, but it's not about that. It's just girl talk. Relationships, guys, it's food, drinks. Question and
she
answer.
She set y'all, like, up. Just, yeah, know that. And it's cute venues. And, yeah. And super dope.
And then we themed it.
I definitely want to pull up to one, yeah, of them. Let me know, because them shit's selling out quick.
Right.
So I'm going to have to see which one I can pull up to.
We themed it so that every single city has a different clothing theme. So, like, some are, like, metallic, some are satin, some are lace, some are, like,
I
that.
I love that.
It's
that's
cute.
So cute. And
metallic, satin, lace.
Where can our listeners find you and your book?
It is Passport Cuddy. Oh, sorry. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, passport_Cutty, C-U-T-T-Y. And the book is on Amazon. There's no more signed copies because...
Oh, told y'all last.
I already did that for pre-order, but on Amazon you can get it. If you come to the tour, I'll sign it.
My mom calls Cutty the author. She's like, I was talking to her earlier. She's like, who are you guys going to have? I'm like, some guy who does like BDSM and then... Passport Cuddy. I was like, I don't know if you're the author.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And then the book is on ebook at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Google Play,
everywhere
Amazon.
You listen, you can hear it, right?
Audible is going to drop next week.
That's,
it's still
dope,
being processed.
Girl.
You're, well, dope.
No, we'll have it out by the time you drop on Audible.
So, we'll definitely
so it's out.
Yeah, it's out. We'll
use
have
promo
all
code NUN, support a black woman.
We're going to have all of this information in the description of this episode. Thank you, Cutty.
Thank you guys for having me.
Our friend has joined us on tour, and we're so happy to support you and everything that you do.
You guys are doing an amazing job.
Thank you for me.
I'm not getting fingered in India, so I guess we're not doing that.
But every single time I get like I inch a little closer to something more sexually freeing or something, I'm like,
bitch,
you know, they would be so proud of me.
Let us be your way into slut.
They would be,
we'll
so
start
proud
with you three
me.
Strokes up to the thigh.
And then I'm always, you know, like if I'm on live and somebody's saying something like that's not really in my lane, I'm like, that's what me and A with it. You gotta go over there.
Okay. You really do.
No,
you
yeah.
Really
I'm like
I don't do you. Yeah,
be like,
so, no,
I was eating ass earlier, I was like, this is...
I am not Mandy.
Yeah.
Leave your asshole to...
This, you guys are on the wrong page.
You know what's funny? This girl was saying something to me like, oh my God, like, I know you strap up, blah, 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 blah.
Strap up.
And I said to her, yeah, Mandy might peg you in the ass, but I'll peg you in the pussy.
Yo!
Peg him right in the pussy. And with that, you guys, enjoy a clip from our Patreon. If you want to hear more of that episode, in the description of this thing... episode.
It'll be at the end, y'all. Y'all know what to do.
You
and
can
become
click
a patron
ending them
at patreon.com/horrible.
You can
decisions.
Click on
18 plus.
Hey, look,
right?
I'm Drake now. I'm going in and out of my accents. So I'm a drizzy ting them, yeah?
That is Canadian, bro.
No, but that's what Drake does back and forth.
No.
What's Canadian?
That's what you just said. Mandim, mandem, manting. That's what they say in fucking Canada.
I think it's not.
They
I'm
do.
Pretty sure that
shit,
they appropriated,
bro.
Right?
That what?
So all of Canada appropriated. You know what? This has been yet another episode. Bitch, we go. Oh, we back in Toronto. You can talk about them. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
So, conflicted. Me and my boyfriend have been on and off since 2011, since 2017. We've been committed. We even moved in together. I love him even when he's broke, super jealous, and sometimes selfish and verbally abusive. For the last few months, sex has been sparse. We haven't had consistent sex for 9 months, and when we do, he doesn't even stay hard. I ask if it's me, and he says no, but I feel unwanted. He's always accusing me of cheating, even though I've never cheated. He said that me being friends with this guy I used to deal with after he broke up with me 3 years ago is just as bad as cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue is I am now seriously considering cheating with a different guy, and it would require flying out. I don't want to break up. And I really think things will get better, but a bitch is horny and lonely. Should I stay loyal or get picked down one more time?
So I'll be 100% honest with you.
Break up with
you? Nope. Well, that too. But you reading this just puts me in the space of A, her not valuing herself, and B, her being a pick me. I feel like a lot of women will sit here and be able to name everything that's wrong with their man, but they stay with their man because they genuinely feel like I'm better than the next girl because I have a man. So a lot of women will stay in their situations just to say, I have a boyfriend, or just to feel claimed, or just to feel wanted. And the fact that you're with this man, you sit here and say the sex isn't good, he's abusive mentally, he gets jealous, you have all of these things negative to say about him. What is your reason for staying with him other than that?
I think the one thing I will say, instead of blaming her, because to me that's too much of a blame game for a woman, I think a lot of times women feel like they should stick with that person, and they've already started something, so now I've got to finish it. I remember this good time with someone, so they hold on to that. Most people do in relationships. This is men and women. They remember these good moments, and they're like, it's going to get better, and they get very, very hopeful, and they feel like there's so much time invested. 2011, so she's like, damn, how can I end it now?
Y'all stopped and then picked back up in 2017. Here's my thing with exactly what you're saying. In that entire email, did y'all hear one thing as to why she loves him? She didn't even go back as to any good thing that's keeping her with him. Right. All she listed out was everything that was bad, everything that she doesn't like, and then said, so I want to cheat. But loyalty to her meant more than anything else.
Which is why I think she's staying with him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's necessary.
This idea of loyalty, which is bullshit.
A lot of people feel like tenure, even with bad friendships, people feel like, oh, we've known each other 10 years, I got to stick with you. Instead of letting things go. It doesn't necessarily mean like it's to say I have a boyfriend, but people feel like I've put this time in, how can I let it go? Just like with businesses that don't work. You know. I've been rapping 10 years, it ain't taking off, but I put 10 years of work in there. It's like, you feel like you've invested all of this fucking energy. Facts. How do you let go? I think that's really what it is. But bitch, you gotta break up with him.
Period. Because one of the things with the podcast, we sit here and talk about non-monogamy, open relationships, polyamory, polygamy, which I'll get into that because I might be getting into a polygamous relationship soon. But one thing that we do that we don't always condone, or we never advise you, is to cheat. So you writing into us saying, should I cheat on him? You already know what we're going to advise you. No, I would say break up with him, communicate with him all of the things that you feel are wrong with him, and see his response and see if those are things that he's willing to change in order for you guys to stay together. But I don't think that you should just, your only option is to cheat. I would ask, I guess, with two men in the room, have you guys ever felt the need to stay with a woman who you guys had such a long list of negative things about her? And if so, why? Like, okay, so you're shaking your head. Why?
I got caught up in a relationship where I was really close to getting out, and then things started happening to her, like in her family, and I just couldn't leave her.
I couldn't leave
her in a bad spot. Yes. But at the same time, it was hard because, you know, you're trying not to do anything wrong. You don't want to do the cheating thing, you know. And I changed a lot of my views on relationships after that into more of a, like, open and, like, a conversational about how monogamy works and whether or not we're going to do it at all. Mm-hmm. I always started entering into relationships like that afterwards. But I was basically like, you can't be that dude. You can't, like, just abandon someone when they really desperately need you. You know what I'm saying? In this person's case, I would say the big thing that's missing is the communication side of it. Like, if she can communicate what her needs are and get that information back, or at least where he can meet her and what's going on with him, why he's not responding to her sexually. Sound like old boy probably cheating.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's what
it sounds
like. From the beginning, if you are at all that accusatory in the are you cheating on me space, is probably coming from a space that he's not secure about on that same side. So he's already doing some shit that he probably shouldn't have been doing.
Wait, are y'all giving us tea?
So if
a man is constantly accusing a woman of possibly stepping out, or saying that, you know, I feel like you're doing X, Y, and Z on the side, is it a kind of self-inflicted, like, guilt?
That
they know that they're doing something wrong?
It reminds you. So, you know how, like, if you're thinking about buying a car, you see that car all the time? Something's put in your mind, right?
Yeah.
So you think about all those moments where you snuck off and got a little pussy.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
All those times where you made in your day to go do something. So then you're like, damn, how do I know she's really at the store? Because I wasn't at the store.
Right.
You know?
That's why I know
she's really working late right now?
Because
I wasn't late.
So. I'm going to tell on myself, but it's on Patreon, only a little bit of people. Like, I made a whole Snapchat, like, in my bed alone, going to bed. Oh, a nigga was on his way.
Yeah.
And so, like, nah, in real life, so, like, I've been that person, too. Or, like, I've been right beside a nigga who's FaceTime his bitch. Like, yeah, man, I'm about to go to sleep. And he's been in bed, and I've been quiet, laying right next to him.
Okay.
Wow. So, first of all, that's
what I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That's the bravest thing I ever seen. That's disrespectful.
I mean, not what you don't know.
But you're wrong for it.
You're wrong.
I mean, that shit kills me.
But you don't know.
Disrespect, you don't know.
But even like, oh,
you don't know.
Not you. I'm saying,
but you don't know.
You had a nigga do that in front of you since we have this show?
No, not since we've had the show. Wait, no.
I'm lying.
No, wait. The nigga that I'm thinking of being in a polygamous relationship with, I had to work the next day, so I fell asleep. And yeah, he was talking to. So he has a wife and a girlfriend, and I'm.
But do they know about each other?
Now they do. Yes, and
because of the show.
No. It was a situation where. So he's been married for quite some time, but he's had a girlfriend for a while and loves her. And he finally felt the need to come out to his wife and say, hey, I love this girl. She's not going anywhere. This is my girlfriend. And the wife did leave the house for a couple months. She just came back and she's now accepting of it. And so, like, she also knows about me. And, like, he's like, I'm polygamous. This is my thing. Like, this is me. And
polygamy
she's
not- is marriage.
So he's married. He's married.
And he has a wife. Marry the next girlfriend?
He has a wife. He has a girlfriend. Well, in the United States of America, it's just not possible. You can't marry multiple people. So he's in a relationship with this wife. That's who he's legally bonded to. The girlfriend is also there.
But he doesn't want the women he's with to be with anyone?
The women that he's with cannot be with anyone, but he also provides for all of them. So the girlfriend, he pays for the house. He pays for her business. He pays for her schooling. He has her a car. Mm-hmm. He takes care of her. And so even that's kind of the thing with me. Like, so we're talking and he's like, just so you know, like, you can't fuck no other niggas. But he's like, just know you also will go. You won't go without. Like, I take care of my women. So it's like one of those things where, yeah, it's a power struggle thing. I'm sure it is, like, for him. But I mean, he also feels like if he's providing for everyone and he's dicking it down, which he does dick down, he's just like, I don't want you being around another man.
I mean,
or
that,
I don't want you
to have
being
for you,
intimate with another man.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
that works. It works.